May sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The sun knows it's going down, it made darkness and it is night. O Lord, how manifold are your works, in wisdom you have made them all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and in the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God, glory to you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the stability of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy place and those who enter it with faith, piety, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. Father Nicholas, the Honorable Priesthood, the Diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and the faithful, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the President of our nation, for all those in civil and military authority, the armed forces, and for all authorities, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Mother Abbess Gabriella and the mothers and sisters of Holy Dormition Monastery, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And the surrounding countryside, for all cities, towns, and villages, the faithful dwelling in them, and the entire nation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for a peaceful time, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers on land, on sea, and in the air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, keep us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering our most holy, pure, blessed, glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints.
Most holy birth giver of God, have mercy on us.
Let us offer ourselves, one another, and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you,
Lord. For you are to all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Yet even then I will pray to their goodwill, their judgment, their own throne, and the sight of the cliff, and make them my words to their feet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of her grave, as the lump of earth is crushed upon the ground. But my eyes are upon thee, O God, my Lord, and my must rest, and I leave my soul back to thee. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and from the paths of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own land, and the lions speak safely. I cry out to the Lord with my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him, and I show before him my trouble. When my spirit was fainted within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walked, and you secretly laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no one to do me. Refuge failed me, no one cared for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord, and said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Out of the depths I have cried out to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, O Lord, should mark me to be the Lord who shall stand, but there is forgiveness with you that you may hear. First thou didst go from thy womb and in both thy heart and mind, and then by this confirmation what is not thou hast purposed,
May your mercy be on us, O Lord, and for the power of you, blessed are you, Lord, teach me your precepts. Blessed are you, Master, help me to understand your precepts. Blessed are you, Holy One, enlighten me with your precepts. Your mercy is eternal, O Lord, do not despise the works of your hands. All praise, worship, and glory are proper to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Let us complete our evening prayer to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us. Keep us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That all the evening may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and without sin, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Lead to the peace, a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, and peaceful, and for a good defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Remembering our most holy, pure, and most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints.
Most holy birth giver of God, have mercy on us.
Let us offer ourselves, one another, and our whole life unto Christ our God.
Protect them at all times, especially in the present evening and coming night, from every enemy, from every adverse work of the devil, from vain thoughts, and from evil memories.
Blessed and most glorified be the majesty of your kingdom, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Thank you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Standing once under the cross and the light of your crucifixion, the Virgin cried out together with the Virgin disciple, "Woe unto me! Suffer the passion, O Lord, who grant healing from the passions to all mankind."
My Master, can you do your servant go in peace, just as you promised, because my eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared for all the nations to see, a light to anoint the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and ever, we do receive your Son. All holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Glory, cleanse us from our sins. Master, forgive our transgressions. Holy One, love, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord.
nation, for all those in civil and military authority, the armed forces, and for all authority.
And Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
And we pray for Mother Abbess Gabriella and the mothers and sisters of Holy Dormition Monastery for their health and salvation.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
And we pray for our monks, priests, our deacons, deacons, monks, and nuns, and for all our brothers in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
And we pray for the blessed and ever-memorable founders of this holy church and for all of our fathers and brothers, Orthodox, departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
And we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, visitation for the servants of God of this community, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
And we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable parish, and for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await your great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For you are merciful, Lord, and the lover of mankind, and you we offer glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Wisdom.
And Father, give the blessing.
Christ our God, the existing one, is blessed always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Preserve, O Lord God, the holy and pure faith of pious and orthodox Christians, with his holy church and his countryside in the ages of ages. Amen.
Holy birth, giver of God, save us.
More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, who without loss of virginity gave birth to God the Word. True birth, giver of God, we praise you.
Glory, O Christ, our God, and our hope, glory to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
Christ, our true God, through the prayers of his all-pure Mother, by the power of the precious and life-giving cross, through the intercessions of the holy, glorious, and all honorable apostles, and our venerable mothers, and you bring remember this day of the holy and righteous ancestors, the God, joy, communion, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and the lover of mankind.
Amen.
Thank you all for being here. Great joy. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Father John, and I've served at the Dormition Monastery. And I just want to say it's just a great joy for us to be here. And it's amazing where the time has gone. And so your faithfulness and great contribution to my heart is going to see tonight to turn it over.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, I want to introduce myself. My name is Father Jared Russell. I'm the new priest here at Assumption Greek Orthodox Church. And on behalf of our church, I want to welcome everyone to this wonderful event, to welcome for myself the first time to be able to welcome Mother Gabriella and the mothers and sisters of the Dormition of the Mother of God Monastery. It's such a great joy to have you, and Father John as well, to welcome you here to our church and to celebrate not only to have this fundraiser for your great work and very important work, but also to celebrate this service here tonight. And this is something that I want to specially put an emphasis and a spotlight on, is the importance of the service, because in many respects, what Mother and the other mothers and sisters and Father John have done for us, a special blessing, is they have brought the monastery to us. Because if they were at the monastery right now, they would be celebrating this Vespers evening prayer service, maybe at a slightly different time, but the service would have been celebrated. So for those of you unfamiliar with the cycle of services of our church, in the Orthodox Church, of course, we see this time as created, and it's our job as the creation to make time sacred. And we do so by having prayers at certain times of the day, certain hours of the day where prayers are offered up. And one of the roles of the monastics, of the monasteries and convents in our Orthodox life, is to sanctify time when those in the parish are not able to. So they offer prayers throughout the day at different times, praying for us, praying for the world, praying for the church, and truly bringing the Lord's grace into our lives. So what we have tonight is the Vesper service, which is the evening prayer service that is sung around the setting of the sun. That's what we heard in the hymn of Gladsome Light, for those who know briefly, you know, is around the setting of the sun, and sanctifying that time, and praying at that time. And that's the service that we heard this evening, and it was so beautifully sung and celebrated. We thank you so much for the great blessing that you have bestowed upon us this evening. So this is something, when you visit the Door Mission of the Mother of God Monastery, which I hope everyone here will have the opportunity to do so, you will see these daily cycle of services, and you can learn more about each of the daily services that occur every day at the monastery. So at this time, we're going to, we have some directions here for the remainder of the evening. We're going to, after Father John is going to offer the cross for a blessing, first for Mother Gabriella and then for the mothers and sisters, so they can, they will come forward first, and then the people will follow them. And then at that time, we will go reverently and quietly to proceed back to the fellowship hall, where we will have appetizers and beverages. There is the gift shop to encourage everyone to find gifts for themselves or for their godsons or godparents or goddaughters, whatever the case may be, to be sure to not leave here empty-handed to support our monastery. And also be sure to make sure, and I'm going to challenge each and every one, to introduce yourself to someone you've not met before. So there's many people here tonight, based on our list, that have not been here before. So we encourage everyone, to you see someone you don't know or don't recognize, to introduce yourself and to welcome them and encourage them for being here as well. And around 7:00 p.m., we're going to begin our program, so we'll be called to order. So be sure to buy early and buy often at the good shop. And to definitely support the mothers and sisters. So at this time, we'll invite Father John to come forward to present the cross for our mothers and sisters, and then those will follow afterwards.
For the St. George faithful, our time here on Sunday is on February 7th, so... Sorry, good night.
Yeah. Thank you.